I received a letter this week, and they all voted to send their love and greetings to you all. Friends and friendship in Christ. The last words that Jesus gave in the upper room, the last night of his life on earth, is found in John 15, 12 to 15 and 16 verse. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servants knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I call you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known unto you. Jesus called his disciples friends. Greater love hath no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. The love here has 4 degrees. You can, you may love your neighbor. You can love your fellow worker, your employee, the other co-workers that you work, but not law compels you to lay down your life for them. Whatever love you do to them, the love of mother for the child, the love of, it's universal, the love of mother, even in the animal kingdom, they're in instinct to love their family, their children, their neighbors, and so on. But to lay down your life for the other's life, this is the love that we're going to talk tonight. To endanger your life in order to save somebody who is drowning or in danger, you do that in the thought that you're going to save, and you save yourself. But to know that you're going to die in order to save somebody else, that act is debatable, if you can do. Yet, Jesus, these things he said that night. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. Those that they are sons of God, brethren of Christ, friend of Christ, also must have the spirit of self-sacrifice. God's justice did not demand suffering. Christ could give his life in Jordan, a perfect life for a perfect life. Justice of God did not demand sufferings for the sins of Adam. But why Christ suffered 3.5 years, an ignominy life? They call him Beelzebub, they call him Samaritan, they call him any other names. Even his family misunderstood him, and they call him, he's out of his mind. His family, his brothers could not understand him and ridicule him. Go to Jerusalem, show you miracles to them. And John said even his brothers could not believe in him. What ache heart must Jesus felt that even his family could not understand him? Have you felt that? Have you felt that pain, that the person that you love misunderstand you? Why then Jesus suffered 3.5 years suffering ignominy, cross, ridicule. I will cite three things. It's more you can figure out. First Peter 2:21 states, Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his footsteps. Hebrews 2:10-18, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect, full, complete, through sufferings. Oh, now the sufferings of Christ was made possible by God in order to make perfect, complete, the captain of our salvation. The justice did not want those sufferings, but it's a wisdom why Jesus suffered. For that he himself had suffered things, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. So he was tempted, he suffered, in order to understand you and me where we are suffering, to help us, to succor us. For this cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, my friends. Second, Jesus suffered an ignominy life and a cross in account to save Israel, who was under the curse of the law. Exodus 24:3. All the words which the Lord has said we will do, the Israel said to Moses. And then Deuteronomy 27:26. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And the people say, yes, we do. Amen. And Paul in Galatians 3:13, with the same spirit, he said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made curse for us. That's the reason he was cursed. That's the reason he was in ignominy way upon the cross. Not the justice demanded that, but there's a reason for that, in order to save them that was under the curse. Because it is stated, curse is every one that hangeth upon the tree. So Christ was crucified, being cursed, and redeemed them that were under the law. Third, to be a ransom for everyone, for the church, for the Israel, and for the whole world of mankind. 1 Timothy 2:6, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Hebrews 10:12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, for the Israel, for his body members, and for the whole world of mankind, one sin forever, he sat down at the right hands of God. So Jesus suffered for those three things. Not that the justice of God demanded those sufferings, but the three things in order to help us, to leave us in an example when we are in that condition, misunderstood, reviled, suffering. Jesus went through in order to understand those that follow him, to help them, to support them. The strong definition, 74:53 and 74:62, gives a definition of what means friend and friendship. It's one word, raya. And he said, raya means friend, an associate, a brother, fellow companion, husband, family. That's the word friend that we, in English, we call friend, and friendship is in the family. Companion, brother, fellow companion, husband, family. Those that are in the family of God are brothers Jesus in the sheep and goat at the end of the millennium, he called those that are perfect, my brethren. What you have done to my brethren. All will be brothers. All will be brethren. All will be sons of God. Angels and men. And God will be the life giver, the source of the life giver to everyone. Century Cyclopedia said, what means friend? One who entertains affection, regard, or respect for one another, and takes a strong interest in his welfare, an intimate and trustworthy companion. That's friend. You remember the politicians? When they like votes, they go in platform and people are hundreds and thousands waiting to hear the politician say, my friends. And I'm sure he doesn't know them from Adam. They don't know even their names. My friend, how loosely the people use the word friend. A mutual liking, sympathy, a helpfulness, affection, consideration, devotion, esteem, mutual respect. McClintock Cyclopedia. One whom we love and esteem above others, to whom we impart our minds more familiarly than any other. I have called you friends, for all things that I have here from my Father, I have made known unto you, and I give my life for my friends. That is a friendship. That is a love, sacrificial love. Aristotle, 450 BC, a philosopher and a teacher, he was asked from his pupils, explain to us, give the definition of friend. And this is what he said. One soul in two bodies. But if Aristotle was living in the days of the apostles, in Pentecost, well, in Acts we read 4:32, and the number in diaglot, and the number of the men that they believed, that they had believed, was about 5,000. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. 5,000. Aristotle would be, his hair would be up. Said, one soul in two bodies. But here is 5,000. They have one soul in one heart. But what he will say when he will learn that Jesus said 144,000, one soul, one body, one heart, one head. It's incomprehensible. The whole body of Christ, 144,000, to have one soul, one mind, one body with one head. That's friendship with whom Jesus said we have to lay down our lives for our friends. The Apostle Paul grasped very well this spirit of Christ when he said in Philippians 2:2, diglot, complete my joy that you may think the same thing, having the same love, united in one soul, minding one thing. He urged the disciples of Christ, you and me, to think one thing, to have one soul, one mind. Because at the end of the millennium, Paul said, when even Christ will be subject to his Father, so the Father will be all in one, all the whole universe will be children, brothers, family of God, in different degrees a star differs from another star. John, the last of the apostles, had the same spirit when he wrote the third epistle to the friends. He said, "Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee." Greet the friends by name. He called the disciples friends. That high word, the word friend, have more than brother. Because to call one friend, you must lay down your life for that friend. Can we get the point? It's very, very hard. Brother Russell, in the Philippians 18:21, he said few words wonderful. I'm going to quote. "To find a friend may be called miracle, but in this sin-cursed earth is a rare flower, and when it is found and proved, it should be greatly prized. It is an element of the original likeness of God. True friendship can never exist in a heart where selfishness reigns." To find a friend is a miracle, but to keep the friendship is not a miracle. Requires cultivation, so that rare flower to produce the fragrance, the aroma of friendship. As Brother Yai said here, when we assemble together, the reason is to stimulate, to elevate, to help to the standard that God has set, to lay down our life for our friends, higher than any other people upon the earth. And Jesus said, "I ordain and command you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that fruit, your fruit, should remain." What is the fruit? The fruit of the Spirit. And one of the fruits of the Spirit, the greatest, is the binding of all the graces, the love. All the graces is bound together like the wheel of the carriage with those spokes. All is bound by one cord, and that cord, iron cord, is love. Without love, any other graces will fade away. In the Bible, we have many examples of friendship, love for one another. David and Jonathan. You remember Jonathan and David? When David was in the presence of Saul and he wanted to fight Goliath. 1 Samuel 18:1. "And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit." K-N-I-T. Knit. Like the women who knit the embroidery. Picture yourself how it's used. Knit together in one soul. The soul of Jonathan and of David. Jonathan loved David and knit his life with the life of David. And Jonathan loved David as his own soul. And when Jonathan died, David made a song, the song of the bow, and it's preserved in 2 Samuel 1:26. "O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thy high places. I am distressed of thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been to me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women." David cried for Jonathan because Jonathan loved David. In the school, and you too, but I'm going to talk to you in the Greek way how I learned. Damon and Pythios is in the English. That was in Syracuse 2 BC. And Dionysius, the tyrant or the president in that town, has sentenced to Pythius to be hanged for some calumnies that he was accused. But Pythius asked Dionysius to let him go to fix his belongings in a couple of days for his people, and then to come back. But was to have a substitute, and his friend Damon was substituted. And then the day that was come, Pythius was not there. So the scaffold was erected, the hook was upon Damon, upon there, and Dionysius took the handkerchief ready to be dropped, so the hook would be the final end. But in that time, a voice came from the one side, "Pythius is coming, Pythius is coming." So Pythius, wringing wet, soiled with his cloth, went up to the scaffold and tried to unhook the hook from Damon. And then Damon fight with Pythius. "No, you are precious. You have a wife, you have a children. I have none. I'm your friend. I will die for you." "Oh no, I can't do that. I was sentenced, and I was late because the river was overflow, and I have to go different ways, and I'm late." Was fighting. Who is going to die? Who? Up in the scaffold. The tyrant, he said, "I cannot sacrifice those two people because they have one soul." And then he forgave their sentences. There is another brothers, a couple, husband and wife, Aquila and Priscilla. They say they put their necks in order to save the neck of the Apostle Paul. That's life. That's friendship. That's sacrificing friendship. Oh, we have sometimes differences of scriptural differences, but that does not deter us from love you or love me sacrificially. Greater love has no one to lay down his life for his friends. I will read what Napoleon said just a few minutes. "There is a few things that I cannot understand," great Alexander, Napoleon said. "Great Alexander, Caesar, Karl the Magnus, and I have founded empire. But we all have founded this by force of arms. But Jesus have established a kingdom by the love of force. By the force of love. I inspired my men, and they were ready to die for me. But to do that, I was necessary to be and stay in their side, to encourage them, to exhort them with my eyes and with my voice. When I look at them and talk to them, I created an enthusiasm in them, and they was ready to die for me. But when I departed from their side, their enthusiasm faded away, waxed cold. But Jesus possessed such mysterious power that his disciples, though for 18 centuries, have bound their hearts so strong that they are ready and willing to die any kind of death only to please him with whom have not seen." And they love them, and they love him. And Peter said, "You don't know, you don't see Jesus, but you love him." That's kind of love. Because we love Jesus, though we cannot see him, but we feel him. We love him. We have his spirit. And his forceful teaching to us to lay down our lives for our friends is forceful. That time is forceful today. Fuller said, "It is best to live as a friend now with those that at the time will have to be live in the eternity. And Pendel Hadjis said this: if we do not esteem and work harmoniously and understanding each other now, how do you expect our Father will grant us immortality to the eternity to work there? Suffer now to reign there. Die now here to live there. Make friends now here to be accepted there. And in all those that they have been in Sister Stinson's in Port Rush Convention, she has a tablet which reads this: true friendship is a joyous thing and gives a happy course. A friendless life would be so dreary, like a garden without flower. Friend and friendship in Christ, we should be esteemed, highly esteemed, ready to lay down our lives for our friends. Greater love hath no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends. And John said, for this we are going from death to life, because we love our friends. This is a criterion, and all we have to pass that test in order to receive the entrance. To love our friends as Christ has loved to us. May the Lord have his blessing. our loving Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer, we approach Thy throne of grace to thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for the blessing that we have received from Thy hands through Thy servants today. And now we ask Thy blessing upon the temporal food that hast provided. Thou art the giver of every good and perfect gift. Blessed are You that may all redound to Thy glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.